I'm glad I don't have to wear the stupid headphones. Right.
I don't want, like, you don't have to do the headphones. You and I can hear each other.
Yes.
So many of the people do it.
Yeah.
And I don't understand why.
Why? That's what they did there. And I'm like, cool, my hair's going to look like shit every time I come here.
No, you don't want to do that.
No.
You know, and that's this will eventually get upgraded so there's no longer these. It'll be shotgun microphones up. So then we don't have to have this in between us. And it just, it'll give
better
a better
sound.
Vibe.
Sure.
Well, not necessarily sound, but it's just a better aesthetic.
Amen.
Right, because we're having a conversation. So Jordan Harmon, owner of MedSpa Express, you are a nurse practitioner.
Yes, sir.
And a mother of three.
Yes.
Awesome. Welcome to the studio. Everybody, my name is Tim. This is Below the Surface, and we are here today with a friend of mine that is also a client. And we have been doing business and known each other for what, 4 years, 3 years?
For sure three. Might be more than that. For sure three.
But you've been following along on my journey
for
longer than that.
Since I started in 2019.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I remember, because I remember when you first called me about headshots for the med spa. And I made a comment. I said, I'm willing to do you a solid because you have been a supporter, not a client yet, but you've always been liking the posts.
And I'm watching you.
Right. just watching. And so, yeah, it's like you started following us along then. So is that when you started as far as a nurse practitioner was? Is it in 2019?
So I graduated NP school in February of 18. And passed my boards in March of 18. So technically I started in 2018 as an NP, but I started my business in 2019.
Okay. So I guess I would step back a little bit further and go back to, when did you know that the medical field was something that you were interested in or a direction that you wanted to take your life?
Oh gosh, very early on. So I don't remember what the class was, but in middle school, we had this class. I still remember my teacher. And we had to, like, job shadow people. And so I've always been really interested in science, that sort of thing. So I job shadowed a lab tech, and then I job shadowed an optometrist. And the lab tech stuff I liked, but obviously you and I know, like, I'm a talker. I'm a people person, and, like, just not enough human interaction for me. The optometry was very fascinating to me. However, it required a lot of math classes, and that's just not my jam. So that was out. Then I ended up taking my CNA course in school, and then just kind of went down the rabbit hole of, okay, well, if I do nursing, I have, like, all these unlimited opportunities, right? Because I could specialize in literally anything. And so that's kind of the route I took. But I've kind of known, as coming from a very entrepreneurial family, that, like, I always wanted to own my own business. Did I think it would be what I'm doing now? Absolutely not. I thought it would be like traditional medicine, like have my own clinic, which I do have my own clinic, but just different level of care, if you will.
Right. So after you were, I guess you went and got your RN.
Mm-hmm.
And then what are the steps after that to become a nurse practitioner?
Okay, so essentially you could start and even go as far as how you begin nursing period, right? So you get your CNA, and then at that point you can take all of your prerequisites, your anatomies, those kinds of things, to get accepted into, like, a nursing program. Your one-year degree would be your LPN. Your two-year degree would be your RN or your Associates of Nursing. Then after that, I went the track of starting with my BSN. I did that through the University of Iowa. And then after that, you can go to an MSN, which is what I have, Master of Science in Nursing. You can even go as far as a doctorate now. Every program is a little bit different. But in regards to what I'm doing and practitioners who are wanting to see patients or be more clinical, in my opinion, the doctorate doesn't necessarily do much for you. It's much more of an emphasis on research, which I do my own internal research, but I'm not trying to, like, be published and write papers. So
you don't want to be published?
I mean, I have enough going on right now.
Well, yeah. Mom of three.
Yes.
So after you got your MSN, mm-hmm. MS, did I say that right?
Yep.
Okay. Your MSN, so your Master of Science of Nursing.
Yep.
Okay. So then did you, I guess, did you go immediately to being like med spa type stuff?
Or? No. So I actually, so when you get your MSN, you can kind of pick into what area, right? So do you want to do family medicine? Do you want to do acute? Do you want to do geriatric? Or do you want to do like education or management, right? So I picked the family nurse practitioner route, which is actually what I would recommend to lots of people, because you can kind of go into any area that you want, right? So with the FNP, that's what I selected. I did family medicine for almost 5 years with it.
So I guess over that 5 year stretch, how did, I guess, what was your overall experience with family medicine?
So I loved seeing patients, but unfortunately our traditional healthcare system is broken, in my opinion. We're dictated a lot of what we can and can't do by insurance companies. There's, you know, certain recommendations for, you know, you have to see this many patients a day minimum, that kind of thing. So there were a few reasons that kind of led me to go full force into the med spa arena. Initially what started, I was working family practice at Mayo Clinic in St. Peter, Minnesota. My friend that I went to NP school with was like, hey, how about we do this CME class on Botox and filler? And I was like, okay, it sounds fun. Like, let's do it. So it was in Des Moines, took the class. And the teacher was like, hey, you're actually like really good at this. And I was like, I am. And she's like, yeah. And I was like, okay, cool. This is fun. Like, it doesn't feel like work. So initially I started on the side to help pay off my student loan debt, which was obviously pretty substantial for going to school for basically almost 8 years. And kind of started with that route. Then I was just doing it on the side, right? Like, this is just a side gig. I was still doing family medicine full time. But then it kind of got to the point where I was like, you know, this wouldn't be so bad maybe to just go off on my own. I can see whoever I want. I can see how many patients I want. I don't have to, you know, fit so many in a certain time frame, or, you know, meet these RVU requirements, or different things like that. Because in traditional medicine, unfortunately, I felt like, was I helping people? Yeah, sure. But to the extent of, I almost felt like a standstill, right? Like, I could help them to a certain extent, and then I'm just like, okay, like, I don't feel like I'm giving quality of care at this point, because I'm trying to see this many people in this short of a time frame, that sort of thing. So that's kind of when I decided, all right, maybe I could do this full time and switch.
Yeah. I've heard there's been a lot of talk lately about the system, mm-hmm. and how it's not functioning well. It's broken. I just learned about PBNs or PBMs, pharmacy benefit managers or something, and how they're basically funneling rivers of money through systems back to the insurance industries. And that's how the medical insurance is making all this money, because they're basically getting kickbacks from all of this stuff. Because
sure.
I'd walked into the pharmacy that we use, and there was like this sign about PBMs, like, what's that? And then I just happened to jump on a podcast, and it was somebody talking about all of this stuff. It just happened to be one of those things that popped up.
Your phone was listening to you.
Well, it's one of the podcasts that I follow. It's either Chris Williamson or Diary of CEO. Those are the two main ones that I follow. And so I listened to it, and I was like, holy shit. Like, I didn't realize that there was all of this stuff. And I think to most people, they don't.
No. When I was in it, I didn't. So when I talk to my patients and about like some of the things that I offer, I'm like, look, I'm coming at you, and by no means do I want this to sound disrespectful to traditional medical providers, or that I'm undermining them, or that I think what they're doing is wrong. I was them, right? So it's not meant to be that way. But when you're in that space, you don't know what you don't know. And I was only seeing I had my blinders on, basically. Like, this is what I was taught in school. This is the symptoms they're having. This is likely their diagnosis based on, you know, these test results. And like, this is the route of what we need to do for a treatment plan to correct that. And a lot of the times it is prescribing medication. And so until I got out of that, I didn't really realize all of the correlation with that. And like as a nurse practitioner, you know, we aren't as, depending on what arena you're in, if you will, we aren't generally as heavily reliant on RVUs or what they call productivity as like doctors. A lot of their pay is based on how much revenue do you bring in, essentially, right? Procedures, surgeries, those things are higher RVUs than like a straight up office visit, you know? And so those things do have a direct correlation, which again, when I was in it, I didn't really, you know, understand or like I was just naive. And again, I worked with some fantastic providers who I am still friends with and still take care of me and my family to this day. I'm not knocking traditional medicine as a whole by any means. It has its place, but could it use some help and guidance? 1,000%.
Yeah, because it's interesting. Like even, you know, we've just the doctors that I typically don't go to the doctor, you know, and you know, Matt, you and I have lots of conversations about that stuff, you know, talking about my shoulder. Right. And I was like, I don't want to go to an orthopedic surgeon to have him look at it because they're going to want to cut it open. And I don't think that's going to necessarily that's not the route that I want to take. Right.
Sure.
And so like there's so much, but it is nice that we have like our family doctor, we went from one and then she changed clinics and moved out of state. So I think we're on our third family doctor since my kids were born.
Wow.
So we're very fortunate.
That's a rarity.
Yeah.
Honestly.
And we, our original family doctor, he had just moved out of the general office practice into administration. And he was the same doctor that delivered all three of the kids. And he was the family doctor and just super polite, super awesome guy. And then when he moved on, our challenge was, okay, now what?
Sure.
Well, you know, we happened to get another doctor in, and I like people that are straight to the point and no bullshit. And I actually never saw our family doctor because I just didn't go. But Melanie and the kids, you know, have to go more frequently, you know, birth control, all of, because women just have so much more going on inside their bodies than men do.
Facts.
And so,
and brains.
I agree with that. I can't focus if it wasn't for my wife slapping me from side to side going, no, you got to look this way, Tim. But so got her as a doctor and then she moved on. And then it was like, okay, now who? And then now we've got Dr. Meyer up in Spencer. And he and I have a lot of the same interests from scuba diving and all that other stuff. And so like, he'll text me, he's like, hey, I'm going here. What do you recommend for this? And you know, we'll share pictures back and forth. And it's really cool. Cause Melanie would go for things. And if I didn't come with, he'd be like, where's Tim? You know? So I love that because it was a personal relationship
and that's how it's supposed to be.
And it just felt a lot more natural. Mm-hmm. You know, it didn't feel like you were on the cattle boat.
Yeah.
Being shoved through.
Sure.
Here's your medicine. Here's this. Because I am not a big medicine guy.
Agreed. Yeah.
I just, you know, I take Advil when I need it. I do take certain things when I need it. You and I talk about supplements. Mm-hmm. There's so much more that we could do for our own health based on what we eat, our activities, all of that good stuff. And I know you addressed a lot of that in your business, just overall personal well-being and care. Mm-hmm. So, and I think that was why you and I get along pretty well, because we're like, traditional medicine has its place, mm-hmm. but there's so many more options for things that you can look at, whether it's just changing how you do your physical activity or different supplements and stuff that you can try, blood work, mm-hmm. you know, because that's the next thing I have to come over and do with you is blood work and get my system operating like it should be. You know, so that's why I mean, I'm really glad to have you as my first guest on here because we're friends. We've been doing business together. I've watched your business grow and you have been a part of my business growing.
Absolutely.
And you and I had talked about social media stuff and podcasting and all that stuff. And here we are mm-hmm. just making it just two kids in Northwest Iowa, making it happen. You know, me middle-aged and you and what, however old you are. I have no
32.
Idea. 32. I wasn't going to ask. I figured 30s, but there's no way that I was asking, but So, I mean, with all of that said, in like over the last few years of our relationship, so, and I've kind of seen it from the outside, but for your business itself, MedSpa Express, what unique challenges do you think you have versus, I guess, any other just regular medical clinics?
Retraining the patients.
Okay.
So was it the healthcare system or was it society that we all want this instant gratification where, oh, if I just take this pill, this is going to solve it, right? Now everyone wants a quick fix for everything. They don't want to put in the work to change, right? So thankfully, most of the time by people come to me, they are so sick of, you know, getting prescribed another medication or, you know, going to their doctor and getting labs done, and it's, oh, well, you're normal. Your labs are normal. And they are not feeling normal. They're like, I have all of these symptoms and everyone just keeps telling me I'm fine, and I know that I'm not fine. And I'm like, okay, let's talk about it. So, you know, my consultation process for anyone that comes in, whether it's aesthetic, wellness, whatever, is an hour long. We sit and we talk. And we talk about all the things because I need to know what you're thinking. I need to know what you're feeling. I need to know what your budget is, all of those things to figure out what our next steps are. But like I tell them, in traditional medicine, I was taught how to treat the red. Okay. And when I say that, I mean, I was taught how to treat labs that were abnormal. If this level is high, this is what we do. If this level is low, this is what we do. I was never taught what to do when a patient came in and their labs are normal, but they feel like shit. I was never taught what to do about that. And I'm like, gosh, this kind of sucks. You know, as a provider, you're between a rock and a hard place. And then it's almost like, forgive me for saying this, but like some providers, then they begin to gaslight those patients. And it's like, yeah, like that's normal. That's part of aging. Or yeah, that's just in your head or whatever, you know? And so generally speaking, most of the time, by the time they've come to me, they understand that, like, look, this is a marathon. It's not a sprint. You've been feeling this way for a long time. It's going to take me several months to get you feeling better, right? To get you optimized. Right. It's not going to be a quick fix. It's not going to happen overnight. And you're going to have to commit to this as much as I am, because I'm not going to prescribe you all these pills. I'm only going to prescribe you something if I absolutely have to. And by that, I mean, we're going to make lifestyle modifications. We're going to make exercise modifications. We're going to make dietary modifications. We're probably going to put you on some supplements, but literally prescribing a medication is like my last resort. And it's not because I can't or I feel uncomfortable. It's just, why do it if we don't have to? Levothyroxine is one of the most overprescribed drugs in the United States, and statins are probably number two.
So I don't know what those are. I've heard the statins.
So cholesterol.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
So what can we do to lower our cholesterol? Diet and exercise. And truthfully, in school, what did they teach us? Lifestyle modifications first. I think a lot of providers get into this, oh my God, I need to put people on statins right away because of the legal liability risk. If they were to have a heart attack or something and then insurance come back and be like, well, you didn't put them on a statin. Okay. Well, they were supposed to do 3 months of lifestyle modifications too. Then this is the kicker. Insurance will only let you check that statin, or excuse me, that cholesterol level, if they've either been put on a drug or you've adjusted that drug dose. Otherwise, they will not cover you to check it again after lifestyle modifications.
So it's a catch-22.
Mm-hmm.
You can't check it because they're not on the drugs, but you don't know if they need the drugs if they could just make the changes in their lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a crazy, crazy place to be. Now, like, as we're talking about that stuff, and it kind of popped into my head a little bit, people don't think of you in a med spa as the person to come to and talk to about hormone levels, cholesterol, mm-hmm. overall health stuff. But I've had a lot more conversation with you about that stuff.
Sure.
And most people just don't think about that.
No. And, you know, probably out of fault of my own, you know, am I doing family practice? No, I'm not. I am doing wellness. And what I mean by that is I am, you know, checking these this 6 pages worth of labs, and I'm trying to get you looking and feeling your best from the inside out, right? So that's what I do at my business, whether it's, you know, aesthetics, spa, wellness, all of the things. And so when you go to a medical provider, you're expecting that. But when you come to a medical spa, that's not really the vibe that you're getting, which again, I don't really advertise that I do that because I'm not doing family medicine. I'm not doing family practice. I'm not trying to manage your diabetes. But have I found a lot of pre-diabetics or what I consider a pre-diabetic or diabetics that had no idea? Yes. How did I do that? Well, I did their labs because insurance is going to dictate what's covered. If you do not have a fasting glucose greater than, I think it's 128, more than one time, so at two occurrences, it will not pay for an A1C, which is the trend of your blood sugars over the last 3 months, okay? So the amount of people that come into my office that have never even had that test done, almost all of them. I'm going to take it a step further, though. I'm also going to draw a fasting insulin level. Fasting insulin tends to spike prior to an A1C even changing. So I call it, those are my pre-diabetics, right? It's if your fasting insulin's high and we don't make changes to correct this, you will become pre-diabetic. And if you don't do anything about that, you will become diabetic. And then that just leads into a whole nother list of things, right? So yeah, I don't necessarily market those things. I market, you know, thyroid optimization and hormones and overall wellness. But I'm not trying to be someone's family practice provider. Trust me, I've had several people ask, but I am not trying to do that. But I think of myself as the place to come where, you know, your labs, to your knowledge, may be normal, but you're still not feeling well. That's where I come in.
Because we had Melanie's labs done before she was working on some things with you and like the hormones and that type of stuff. And it was the stuff that probably had been checked before, but the conversation never happened with us about this is what's going on. This could be causing this. This could be a reason for this. And that's why my next step with you is to go do the blood panel and figure out where I'm 46. Like it's time to check my hormones, my testosterone, all of the stuff. Sure. Because I do remember the last time that I was checked for, whatever the letters like and words and stuff
your are. Wellness.
Well, so like I did labs. I think it was probably 2017, 18. Oh yeah. Yeah. I'm overdue.
Yeah, clearly.
Right. So, but they, you know, it was checking was it thyroid levels?
Yep.
Because at that point I'd actually hired a fitness wellness coach.
Sure.
Because I was just dragging all day long. Well, I also was drinking Red Bull and I was just stressed out beyond belief and not eating right and all of this other stuff. And so over the last 6-7 years, whatever it's been, I've made a humongous change as to what I put in my body.
It matters.
And, you know, I love Red Bull. I don't drink it.
You need to not love Red Bull.
I don't drink it though. I had one, Kylie bought me the new pink one.
Oh, I saw that.
You know, she was like, you know, and I was like, yeah, I'll try it.
Sure.
Drank it, went for a run. So I kind of offset.
There you go.
You know, drank the Red Bull, ran 3 miles. So it was offset. Right. But
you
know,
it was my pre-workout.
Right. Well, kind of, cause usually, and that's funny, but we can talk about pre-workout stuff. So like did that. And then I still have I have a sugar-free, another one of the new flavors sitting in there. And I'm like, I'll drink it eventually. Cause now everybody's like, well, what do you drink? I said, well, I drink water. I drink Element in my water, for my electrolytes and all that other stuff. And you and I have talked about Element and stuff. Mm-hmm. I drink a coffee or two a day at my house. The only sweetener I use in it is honey. Local honey, and I buy the jug of it, you know,
for $50.
It's more than that because I buy the gallon from John, so it's huge.
It's worth it though.
And then I have honey for the year, and then like the kids, if they want it, they can.
Yeah,
it's I'm the local meat and honey dealer at home because the kids, when they come home, they go grocery shopping, right?
Yes.
So, But I mean, talking about, you know, all of the, you know, the stuff that we put in our bodies is actually really crazy, because people don't correlate everything, because the system just kind of lets us do whatever and put whatever in our food, and nobody thinks about how much stuff has changed over the last 46 years since I've been around, of, you know, what we eat, what we drink, all of that other stuff. And it's normal for everybody to have an energy drink every day. Mm-hmm. It's just normal. And I remember when Red Bull first started, it was like, oh my God, you know how bad that is for you? And now everybody's got a Monster, an Alani, mm-hmm. a Red Bull, a Celsius, you know, and I still get shit for my Red Bulls, and they're like, well, it's got sugar in it. And I'm like, you know what? You know how many chemicals are in right. that Celsius?
How's your pesticide?
Right, right. it's funny, pesticide stuff. I started following another guy on YouTube, and he lives in Costa Rica. He's a doctor from the States. And, learning about berries and the amount of pesticides that berries can hold. They're like, you should only do organic, and you should do, you know, make sure you soak them in a baking soda bath, and because it helps draw. And so I started dropping some of my food and some baking soda stuff, and I was like, it just feels cleaner. Mm-hmm. And I did.
And then did you look in your sink afterwards? Oh, I did. It's disgusting.
I did a bowl of, what was it? I'd washed a whole bowl of something. And I took a strainer, pulled them out, and then left the water in it. And I looked at Melanie and I said, this is the amount of shit in here.
It's disgusting.
I'm like, it's wild. And I get it from produce.
Oh,
it's going to be dirty. It's going to be all of that other stuff. But I could go down the entire rabbit hole of pesticides and insecticides and all the sides, right?
Yeah, and how we're like number two in the world for cancer.
Yeah. There's nothing, has nothing to do with, you know, all of that stuff.
Right.
And I mean, I think about certain things. I know a guy years ago when I used to work at the co-op, and he got doused in chemical while working at the co-op one time.
That's scary.
And now he has a lot of memory problems. My family is riddled with memory problems, whether it's Alzheimer's or dementia.
Alzheimer's and dementia is considered type 3 diabetes.
Right. I just learned about that too. So that's crazy. Like, and so
the food pyramid is wrong.
Food pyramid's upside down.
Correct. I mean, there's just, our society has been taught the wrong thing for so long. I don't know where to start.
Right.
And some patients are 100% on board with that. And some patients, it's like, we're a little brainwashed still. Mm-hmm. I get it. I was too. When I was in it, I had my blinders on about everything. I understand. But the thing that we have to remember is that who's doing the research on a lot of these things? The pharmaceutical companies, right? They're funding the research. They're doing the research. The research is so limited on naturally occurring things, because it cannot be patented and sold.
Okay. It's kind of like the, what is it? Those that manufacture the disease, sell the cure type of thing, you know? So yeah, we can go down a major rabbit hole. We could be here for a long time, because I didn't wear my tinfoil hat today, but it is at home on the shelf. it's one of those things. It's like I have several clients that work in government. And I remember back in 2020 when everything was going sideways and the whole world was absolutely insane. And I said to him, I said, well, I just don't know what to trust with the government. And they go, Tim, I work for the government and I don't know what to trust with the government. So that tells you something, right?
Sad.
So, and the funny thing is that like conspiracy theorists are like batting 100 in the last 5 years. So it's pretty wild. But I want to get back to more.
We're here.
Yeah. To why we're here and talking about MedSpa Express and kind of how you built that whole thing. Cause I do know, and I've got one quick note here. You know, we talked about the unique challenges, small town, just starting from the ground up, all of that good stuff. But the one thing that I have, and it's literally one word, and it says Jada.
Because my diamond.
Because
in the rough.
Jada. Like you and I talked, you were like, Jada just went whole hog with you, right?
Yeah.
Tell me about that.
So my sister, she's 2 years older than me, although everyone likes to be like, oh, so is that your younger sister? And I'm like, no, I am 2 years younger than her, but I make her look good. So I guess I will take it as a compliment. So she originally went to school for massage therapy and esthetician. So she's been doing that for what, probably 15 or 16 years now, was essentially doing it on the side. Then went to work as a dental assistant, did that for several years. And when I was deciding to kind of jump all in on my business, so COVID actually kind of boomed my business, which is super ass backwards, I understand, but that's just what happened. And in January of 21, that was when I was like, hey, I'm going to do this full time and I'm going to need you to quit your job. And she's like, are you serious? And I'm like, yep, I'm going to need you to like do the front desk for me first, but then we're going to build your schedule while I'm, you know, basically filling mine and, you know, ultimately get up and going and, you know, build. And it took a little bit of convincing and she was terrified at first, but she jumped and she really jumped, man. So she is a licensed esthetician, massage therapist. She just got her cosmetic tattooing license.
So what, okay. So I know the words, right?
Yeah.
You know, esthetician.
Yeah.
What is all of that stuff?
So essentially, so esthetician, massages, brows, facials, or excuse me, facials, brows, lashes. And then she actually can work under my medical license as well to do different like devices, right? And massage therapy is obviously massages. And then the cosmetic tattooing, that's more of like the microblading, that sort of thing.
Is that like eyebrow,
permanent brows?
Eyebrows,
yeah.
And that type of stuff.
Or permanent makeup, I should say.
Permanent makeup. Okay. Yeah. So, I didn't know if that was kind of still going on. I know that was a bigger thing a few years ago.
It's a big thing in our office now.
Oh, okay. Well, yes. You know, me and my makeup habits.
Yeah.
You know, I have been.
Times.
I've started moisturizing.
Well, that's good.
Because
you
should
be doing it twice a day.
I've spent a lot of years neglecting my skin, and you and I have talked about my flaws. And I'm like, Jordan, can you help me? She's like, you can start by putting lotion on. And it's Melanie's. She's got her morning and night routines for doing her skin stuff, and I am absolutely horrendous about it. So I just make sure that she keeps the lotion right there on the counter. So brush teeth, do lotion, right? So I did my lotion today before I came over.
It's a start.
You know, trying to look good, but I just really wanted to touch on Jada. I love everybody in your office, and Jada's yes. just Jada. I love. Her energy is phenomenal.
She is the balance because I am so type A, as you know, and she's like my type C. She's like, it's going to be fine. Quit freaking out. Why are you freaking out about it? Why are you letting this ruin your day? And I'm like, you don't understand. And she's like, you need to calm down.
Yeah.
So she very much is, she's the anchor, you know?
I like the type C because you hear a lot of type A people like you and I with type B problems where we just can't relax, right?
Yeah.
And then you have type B problems that relax too much and can't get motivated to do the stuff. And then you got Jada and she's type C and
mellow.
She's just mellow, still there to do her stuff. Not lazy,
nope.
But just is just like, don't let it.
Comes to work, does her job, goes home. Like, that's.
If you could find a whole team of those people that can maintain. There's.
Yeah.
Because there's a YouTube channel that Melanie and I watch, and it has nothing to do with anything that either of us are interested in, but it's like our brain getaway.
Brain
and
vacation.
We're watching it last night, and stuff's going sideways. And Melanie goes, I wish you could have the patience that he has. And I go, I wish I had the patience that he has. I go, I'm trying.
Yeah. 100%.
I'm getting better. And I don't know if it's old age and wisdom or if
mine's just having another kid.
And that's, you know, there is something like to be said. So like, you know, my kids have kids now. And so now that they're not in the house, I'm able to actually relax a little bit more about certain things.
How is that?
It's nice. It is nice. Like it was fun. So like Saturday,
I'll see you in 18 years.
Right. Right. We went to Des Moines for the weekend. Like we can just leave.
Yeah.
You know, we can just go to Mexico. We can just go to Florida. We can just, as long as the bank account can handle it.
Yeah.
And the work is scheduled. Like we can leave, which is really nice. And we started doing it before Addison moved out. I think she was 15 or 16 and we left the country. We're like, you're an adult
enough.
You're fine. The neighbor's here. Grandma's here. Kylie's here. Like we're good. You know? And, but so that's, it is kind of nice. We spent the weekend in Des Moines. We spent all day Sunday with her. And then, you know, we had an event that we photographed and filmed on Saturday. So that was kind of nice. And, you know, each of the kid gets their, they get their stuff. Like, I love the kids because they're all super different.
Very.
And like Addison is like, we joke about Addison. Addison is the worst traits of both of us. Super A, like just driven and focused. Like I could never be as driven as she at her age, at 19. The level of drive that kid has is insane. And then, you know, so I'm like, I'm always just like, can you chill out? This is coming from me, right? Can you chill out, take a break, like take a nap, you know? And nope. I wish I'd have had somebody tell me that when I was her age. And then you got McKenna, and she's pretty chill until she's not. Phenomenal mother, slinging bread, everything else like that. And then, you know, and she does. You know, she's making it as the whole single mom thing. And then Kylie, super mom, running around with two kids and doing her thing. And she's always got her nails on point. And McKenna does too. And then Addison's like, I can't grow mine out. You know? But I just, it's funny to all the kids. And, you know, it's just one of the, it's really nice at this age because then you can shake them up and send them home. So, you know.
Yeah, I don't know what that's like.
Just what your parents do to you, right? Yeah, they shake up your kids and send them home.
Yeah, it's okay.
But, yeah, we can talk about the joys of not having kids in another 18 years when you're all out of the house.
For right now, I'm enjoying the chaos.
Right. You know, it's all part of the journey. And I was listening to one thing this morning, and it's a guy that he goes, I don't keep a calendar. I don't keep a schedule. Right?
How?
He goes... You know, he goes, I'm fortunate enough money-wise that I don't have to. And he goes, I'm either going to go if I want to be there or I'm not. You know, and it's weird to us because everything is scheduled. You know, and he's just like, I want to go. Oh, I don't want to go. I'm not putting it in my phone. Text me later. You know, I might show up. I might not. Right.
I don't write it down, it doesn't happen.
Right. And like we live and die by our Google calendar.
I have to.
So we share, like Melanie and I share it on our phones and then it's on the fridge. So, but, with calendars and scheduling and all that stuff. So let's jump into your team of people that you have in Pocahontas. So like, cause you've built like a really good team, you know, of people that, because you kind of have to. You're tight. You're in a small-ish building.
Very tight.
Very tight. And I know there's plans for that. But tell me about just building your dream team. Let's go that route.
So I'm very particular. Obviously, I will never just hire a warm body. That's not my way to do things. Everyone that I hired was, you know, sought out, vetted, did the whole interview, did almost like what I would consider like a working interview where I'm like, come shadow for a day to like see if this is up your alley or not. Because this is the thing. When you say med spa, people are like, oh, this is so luxurious. And you guys just sit here and like get to do treatments on each other all day. And I'm like, yeah, no. My treatments that I get to do on myself are on Sunday night that I go in by myself doing it if I get the chance. You know, I mean, it's just different, right? It's not what you see and what is reality is very, very different. And so that's kind of how I usually start my process of hiring people. And I just got really fortunate that so Savannah, my front desk, I had posted the opening and I was talking to Jada and I'm like, oh, you know who I would love to have here? But I'm like, I don't know if she'll do it because she was a stay-at-home mom. And I was like, Savannah, I think she'd be so good. And she's like, oh my gosh, she would be. And then all of a sudden, like, guess who sent us a resume? And I'm like, oh my God, look at it. So it's just weird. Like, they all very much organically found us. Okay. So then Betsy, she actually was referred to us by one of her friends as a client. And then she messaged me when I had posted for an NP opening and was like, hey, I don't have my NP yet, but like, can I still apply? And I'm like, sure, absolutely. And I go to Jade. I'm like, oh my gosh, remember that nurse that came in? And she's like, yeah. I'm like, she applied. She's like, oh my God, she would be so fun. I'm like, I know. And then that happened. Then Megan. So coincidentally enough, I was out at the bar and saw her And I was like, hey, aren't you an esthetician? And she's like, not yet, but like I'm going to be or whatever. Or maybe she was at the time. I don't know. And I was like, oh, okay. Where do you work? And she said, oh, I work in Algona. And I was like, oh, when you are ready to not do that, let me know. And a couple years later, she just messaged me in my inbox and was like, hey, remember me? And I was like, yes, I do. And she was like, yeah, like, I don't know if you have any openings or whatever. And I'm like, I don't, but like, let's talk. Cause some, I just had some feel. I mean, I picked her out of a crowd and just like, I don't know. Like, it's a feeling. It's not a, you can look as good on paper as the best of them, but like, we have a vibe and an atmosphere and an expectation at my facility.
Yes, yeah.
And like, all it takes is for one person to like ruin that energy. And I'm not willing to do that.
Right.
So yeah, I'm very, very lucky. You know, I just got off of maternity leave and I was terrified, but I'm like, okay, for my peace of mind, like I have to just like, this is a test. This is a test. Just sit back and like, let it happen. Your sister is there. She's not going to let anything happen to your business. And I'm like, okay, I'm just gonna, this is going to be fine. And sure enough, it was. I mean, they literally did everything. And that was the first time where I finally was like, okay, I can not be here 24/7 and it's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay. It's okay to relax. It's okay to take a vacation. It's okay to not be answering messages at 10 p.m. Like, you know.
Well, you've put the work in for the last few years and you've the universe has sent you the right people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the one of the things that you and I have talked about. The somehow, I can't remember exactly how you said that to me because I was freaking out about, I think it was buying this building.
Yeah.
And making everything happen. And you were like, it'll work.
It all works out. There's a reason. Work. It'll be fine. Everything will work out. It's just going to be a little hairy for a minute. And then it'll be fine.
Yeah. One of my friends had messaged me and I'd sent a Snapchat out. I'm like, well, we bought it. I don't know if I told anybody I was going to buy it, but we bought it. And he was like, I told you. And I've got a handful of people. You're one of them that is just like, shut up, quit whining about it. It'll work out. Just do the work. You'll be fine. You know, and I'm sitting there internally freaking out.
But like, this is the difference, right? Like we are those people. I can't fail. I will never physically.
There's no safety net.
But I will never physically allow myself to in the big picture, right?
Right.
I fail all the time in my business.
Right.
Lots of expensive mistakes. Device, we could talk for days about it. However, but my business as a whole, you know, like people are like, oh my gosh, aren't you afraid to like do that? And like, what if you go under? Like, look at all the overhead of your devices and the cost and whatever. If I only thought about that, I would have never done any of this. Right? You can wonder and what if all day, but I know me as a person, as an individual, as a personality trait, I will never let that happen.
Yeah.
I would do everything and anything in my power to not let that happen. And you are the exact same way. So
yeah. It's just that, yeah, I still freak out, you know, and everybody's just like, just shut up. They're like, you just make it happen. And it's, you just work and you hustle and you,
but it would be more concerning if you weren't. Right. It would be more concerning if you were just blindly going in being like, yeah, I'm just gonna throw this money and buy this. I'm gonna, you know, like,
right.
Yes, we take risks, but they're calculated, they're educated, you know, and they're worth it. It's just, you know, gotta grind to make it worthwhile. Right. It just,
yeah, nobody sees the hours and the work behind the curtain. They just see the success in the front.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody thinks that life is just full of just rainbows and sunshine. And
I saw something the other day. What did it say? People want your shine, but they don't want to go through your struggle to get there.
Right.
And I was like, that is reality.
Yeah, that's true. Well, and then you've got, you know, Drake too, and he's out there busting it too.
Yeah.
Like you guys are both working hard to make it happen for you guys and your kids. And that's, if you can find that right person to team up with, that's, and I told a guy this on a dive trip because he was moving from somewhere in the Caribbean back to Chicago.
Oh, whoa.
Right. And I said, what are you going back there for? He goes, well, I go, you met somebody. And he goes, yeah, I met somebody. And I go, the right one's worth it. you know, the right one is worth it. I've got my right one. You've got your right one. The right one is worth it 100%. Because it's the whole yin and yang thing. Mm-hmm. And that's always been a big thing to me. Because
the balance,
the joke in Melanie is finally leaned into this. Cause I always say, I'm like, our relationship works because one person's crazy and one person's boring. And I sure as fuck ain't the boring one.
Yeah.
You know, and Melanie's, I don't want to say that she's boring. She's just very level headed about stuff. And I will jump out of the plane and go, shit, I got to build a parachute, you know? So yeah. And that's just how you and I operate. And, you know, with that, so like talk about jumping out of a plane. So you, now you're a mother of three and a business owner to go on top of everything. So tell me about that.
So yeah, where do I begin? Before I went full time, I had Ridge. So I was pregnant during COVID, had him in September of 2020. And then I was supposed to go back to family medicine in December. And I went back in my med spot in November, and that was when I got like 50 new patients. And I have not advertised up until like 2 to 3 years ago, and I'm 6 years in. So the first few years, I didn't advertise at all. Well, I'm like, how do I have all these people? And that was kind of when I was like, okay, this maybe could be something. I got to like test this out. But, you know, how do you leave a full-time job, guaranteed salary, breadwinner for your family, insurance carrier for your family for this big question mark? So I tossed with that for a long time to make the decision to like pull the plug and actually just like go in for it. So then when I was full-time in my business, and I did that in January of 21, and then in 22 I found out I was pregnant with Ivory, my second, and I'm like, oh my god, what am I gonna do? What are we gonna do? At this point it's just me and Jada, and I'm like, you can't do all this by yourself. You know, like, she can't do any injections, she can't do any IV, she can't, you know, her scope, yes, she can do a lot, but she's still very limited. And I'm like, I'm not going to be able to get a maternity leave. How am I going to have a baby? How am I going to take care of it? What am I going to do for daycare? I mean, all just overload. And that was when I was like, okay, we need to hire people. And that was when I started posting. Again, I love my children. I would never change them, but I truly feel like God kind of put them in my life at the wrong time intentionally. And it was like, hey, you need to really figure this out. Hey, you really need to take a step back. And I think when I had Ivory, he was like, oh, she has two kids now. She's really going to like take a back seat and like let this go. That did not happen. 4 days after I had her, I was back in my office helping with some different things and procedures. And I almost like cringe even saying that, because life is so short and they're in that stage for such a short period of time, that the amount of guilt that I feel for like not being fully present, if you will, when she was like that, those first, you know, 6 to 8 weeks, that kind of gets me. But now she's a little spitfire and she's fine, and she'll never remember it, so it's okay. Then when I got pregnant with Royce, Ivory was 6 months old, so we were done having children. But yeah, surprise. But thankfully this time around, you know, my staff had all been with me for a year now. So they're like, we got this. It's going to be fine. No worries. And this last pregnancy is where I finally was like, okay, I do not want him to give me another kid to slow me down. So like, I need to pay attention. Right. So I did. I took 3 full months of maternity leave. And thank goodness I did, because he had some health problems. And we got an ambulance ride to Iowa City and had to be there for a while and have an emergency surgery and all the things. Thankfully, everyone is good and well and happy and fine now. But yeah, I really think it was God being like, hey, you need to like pump the brakes, sugar. Like, you got, you're only 32.
I told you once. You didn't listen. So I'm telling you again.
And heaven forbid, if the Immaculate Conception can happen, it's going to happen to you for a fourth time. So, yes, we
Because you took an actual maternity leave. Because I remember messaging you. I'd text you for something. And you're like, Tim, I am not in office yet.
Yes.
So
you can. And it was very hard for me to do that.
You were like, you can just schedule it with them or schedule it with your family provider. I am not in office.
Yes.
And you, like, the fact that you set those boundaries was amazing because I am terrible about doing that.
Well, it's such a double-edged sword, right? Because, like, as a business owner, it's like you feel so guilty, like, oh my God, I'm sorry. Like, I'm not there. But then also, like, as a new mom, you're like, no, like, this isn't fair to my kid. Like, they're only this little one time. And, like, most of my patients are female. Obviously, we have a lot of males, but predominantly females. And they're all like, oh my God, no, it's fine. We'll be here when you get back. Take the maternity leave, you know, whatever.
Right.
And I just got to the point where I have in my business as a whole, not even just maternity leave wise, but, like, my loyal clients, they're not going anywhere.
Right.
They come to my business for me. They come because of what I've built. They come because of the experience and the education. They're not going to change for me, like, having a little bit of a leave or something of that nature. My true loyal clients. So that's
there's always going to be the ones that come and go, but the ones that are there, mm-hmm. you know, because it's the same thing. It's like any business. You build your business based on the return clients.
Absolutely.
You know, I'd rather have one client 1,000 times than 1,000 clients once.
Yeah, 100%. That's why I have a membership program.
Right, right.
I want to reward my loyal clients.
Yeah.
I'm not here for Susie who wants to come in for one treatment and try to get it discounted and never come back again. Nope, not my client.
Yeah.
And that's a lot for me to say, because when I started, you know, when you're growing, I wanted everyone to be my client.
Yeah.
And I was super offended if someone I knew went somewhere else and I found out about
Same.
It.
Same.
And I'm like, no, nope. Just, you know, the longer I've been in business, the older I've gotten, I'm like, you know what? My prices are probably the highest around. They're either going to see the value and the worth and the quality in that, or they're not. And that's okay. And the clients that are mine are going to come to me, and the ones that aren't, they're not my clients. They're not my people, and that's okay. I have 1,500 patients. I think we're okay.
That is so much different than 3 years ago when you were like,
I 150
am the, I started. I am the least expensive. I am the, mm-hmm. you know, because you were trying to be the value, the low, the, I guess, quote unquote, the value provider, and now you provide value.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, there's a lot of that. And it's the same thing. I had a client message me the other day about senior pictures for next year, like another, like, year and a half away. And I told her the price. And she goes, ooh. And I go, I had to slow it down somehow. And I go, because there's only so many hours in a day.
Right.
And so, like, that, you know, from where you were to where you are now, it's like, it's been fun to watch. Cause I do watch, I'm always loving yeah. the reels and like, I'm the weird guy that's had Botox and, you know, and, I remember when I did that, I think was my mom here or she was like, you got Botox? And I was like, yeah, why would you do that? And I was like, and I said to my mom, I go, you've had a breast enlargement. You don't get to ask me that. I'm like, you can ask me that. But I was like, I did it because I go, first of all, we were making a video and the model didn't show up. And then yes. second, I'm like, I handed the camera to Mel and I was like, all right, film this. I go, why not? And I go, the only downside to having Botox was that I couldn't make my fuck you face. You know, I remember I was like, damn it, Jordan, you know, I can't look angry anymore. So that was funny. And it is one thing. And cause I remember, and I'm in a construction group of guys and there's all of us around the country. And I think I shared the video in there or something. And then they all asked me about it.
Oh yeah.
They asked me about it. You know, and they were like, well, how was it?
We have lots of,
and I was like, I need, you know, it's just not part of my thing, but like,
sure.
But like, I was like, it was fine. Like I looked good,
mm-hmm.
you know, and you and I had, again, another conversation that we had. Cause I was like, I remember talking to you and be like, I feel like it's selfish. And you were like, it's not selfish. It's self-care.
Mm-hmm.
It's loving who you are. and taking care of yourself so then you can take care of everybody else.
Look good, feel good. It's true.
Yeah. And there's, you know, because it's...
But also feel good, look good. I mean, it works both ways, right?
Right.
So that's
right.
Where
if
I talk about...
If you look in the mirror and you look sharp and you look done, you're like, yeah.
And then also on the flip side of that coin, if you're eating healthy, if you're exercising, if you're putting good nutrients and supplements in your body and you're feeling good, that it's an outward effect too, you know?
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the amount of branches on this tree that we could have and just go down each road is actually pretty wild.
How long was your podcast recording? 5 days.
5 days. Well, at 2 hours, we got to switch them all off and turn them back on. I don't have a team yet. If anybody wants to be on the podcast team as an intern, just hit me up. Anyway, so there, you know, and like I said, I sat down and I typed up all this stuff, and these are just the main points. The one thing, because I know I have a lot of this, in hindsight, what would you do differently, or would you?
Nothing.
Because
everything that happened has got me where I am today. All the things that I thought the world was going to end and I would never recover or... It all happened and it all served a purpose, and no, nothing. I wouldn't change anything, except maybe I would have gone full time sooner, believed in myself more. You know, all it took though, when I finally pulled that trigger, was the people saying, oh my God, why is she doing that in Pocahontas, Iowa? Right. She's going to leave family medicine to do that. That's all it took for me to be like, yep, watch.
Yeah.
Because you know me.
Tell me
I can't. I will do it and then film it for you to watch.
That's fair. I 100% am with you on that. You know, what did you say I can't do? Watch it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. There's something to that, you know, especially when you're like, I was already going to do this, but now I'm going to show you that I'm doing it, you know, because I don't always, it's like, we don't always talk about what we're doing. You know, but now I'm going to talk about it just so you can watch it and you can pout at home that I'm not struggling like you expected me to struggle, you know.
And it's not to, that's the thing. I mean, yes, I consider myself successful. I consider my business successful, but like, is it where I want it to be? No, but we're getting there. We're getting closer every day.
Yeah.
But it's not to brag or to show, I mean, like, they have no idea the hours, the sweat, the blood, the tears that was put into getting to this point. All they see is the highlight reel on social media, you know? So they can think what they want. That's okay.
Right.
But the same people that were like, oh my gosh, I would never get Botox. This is so vain. You know, whatever. I'll see you in a couple of years.
I was one of those.
Yeah. I'll see you in a couple of years, because sooner or later, you're going to look in the mirror and it's going to bother you. And then you're going to come in. And, you know, truthfully, and not about Botox. I mean, injectables aren't for everyone. And that's not the bread and butter of my business. That's what brings a lot of people in the door. But truthfully, biorevitalization treatments, biostimulatory treatments are what my practice thrives on in wellness at this point.
What is that?
So things that we would consider collagen induction therapy. So things like RF microneedling, things like Softwave, Sculptra, Easy Gel PRF, where toxin filler are fine and they have their purpose and they have their place. Don't get me wrong. But they're more so Band-Aids, right? They're not correcting the issue. They're putting a Band-Aid on it and making it look nice on the surface. But they're not really addressing like the actual cause, where, you know, when you age, you have bone reabsorption and your fat pads slip and then your skin starts to hang and you have this lax tissue. Filling that up with all the fillers in the world isn't going to make your tissue not lax. It, as soon as those fillers, you know, metabolize and go through their length of stay, if you will, you're going to be left with the same issue. The other thing that I will say about filler, if it's not placed correctly, you know, when that fat pad slips, guess what else is going to slip that filler? Right. And so then we have all this lower facial heaviness, and that doesn't look good either. So my method to my madness is always to work on tightening the skin and stimulating collagen and doing those things first. And then if we want to do a little touch up with a filler, fine, or a little touch up with a tox, fine. But I'm trying to get your skin as healthy as I can and in its optimal condition. And I'm also trying to make your skin work for you. I'm trying to make it regenerate more collagen and new collagen so that this continues to work for you when you leave my doors. That's the difference.
So is some of that, because you hear a lot about peptides, collagen peptides, and I don't know the, you know, it's all words to me.
Sure.
You know, and I didn't know if some of that goes in where it's just like part of your daily where you're taking certain things to help with your skin rejuvenation.
Yes. So I'm actually looking into a couple other peptides right now that can be either taken or applied topically. But peptides, essentially what that means is they're derived by how many links their amino acid chain is what considers it a peptide or not. So like insulin is technically a peptide. Some will also argue hormone. So there's that. You know, the GLP drugs, those are peptides. BPC-157, that's a peptide. GHUCK is a peptide. I mean, there's tons of them. There's tons of them. They've been vastly used in Europe and other countries for years. We are just so behind. You know, when I trained in Switzerland in 22, I was like, oh my, we are so behind the times. It is not even funny. I mean, the amount that they do in other countries compared to us, we are like 5 years behind. Oh. Yeah, it's pretty significant. And so, yes. So things like collagen peptides, absolutely. Like I said, I'm trialing some of those others for skin specifically. But the problem with those is that, again, they're not widely researched and studied. So it's really hard. A lot of what I'm having to do is basically try all these things myself to be able to say, okay, yes, this was effective, or no, it wasn't. So essentially, I've always been the guinea pig for my business. I try everything that I bring on, and generally so does my mom or my sister or my staff or whoever else. But with this, there's not a ton of research that's readily accessible for a lot of things. There is for some, but not a lot.
So if I come in and somebody's got a third eye, something didn't work right.
We're not doing anything like that, no.
Well, and I think that that touches on one of the other things that I wanted to talk about, and that is you with your ethical practices.
Yeah.
Because you're very ethical.
Always. There's no other way to be.
Because we've talked about certain things. You're like, I will not do this because you're not going to do the work that is required. I'm not just giving you the quick fix. Mm-hmm. So tell me about like the ethics side of things, because I know that's a big part of your beliefs.
100%. I mean, my patients will all tell you that they come to me and they'll say, I come to you because I know that you're honest and you are not going to tell me that I need something that I don't need. Because why would I want to deal with that as a business owner? 1,500 patients. Do I want them all coming at me being like, hey, you told me to do this, and like, look, it didn't work? Yeah, no, not doing that. There's no amount of money that would make that worth my while. I'm sorry, there's not. Right. So for one, that. I mean, for two, I have just always been a very black and white person. You know this about, I don't sugarcoat shit. You will always know where you stand with me. That is just me as a person. And that's how I do business. No one wants to have the rug pulled out from under them, or, you know, think that this is what they're getting and this is what they're actually getting. Like, I'm not into that, you know? So when it comes to, you know, medicated weight loss, when it comes to dietary modifications, lifestyle modifications, those kinds of things, you know, we do medicated weight loss or medical assisted weight loss, if you will. And we have lots of different options in that, but you can go anywhere and get prescribed a medication. But the difference that you're going to get at my facility is I'm not just looking at a number on a scale, and I'm not just going to keep prescribing you a drug because you want it to lose weight. We are looking at you as a whole. I'm looking at your overall health. So what's your fat mass? What's your muscle mass? What are our goals for that? Because I care so much more about what your percent of body fat is than I do about your BMI.
Right.
You know, and if you are not willing to put the work in, you can get prescribed a drug for weight loss all you want. But if you want to stay on it the rest of your life, by all means.
Yeah.
If you don't, you better start making some changes, or this isn't going to, you're going to gain everything back when you get done with anything.
Yeah. Quit sitting there eating Cheetos.
Yeah. This is not a crutch.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. Like, people either love us for that, or they're like, oh, I'm not going to go there because they're going to make me like work out do strength training 3 days a week.
You're going to hold them accountable.
You know? Yeah. But it's like, do you want help or not? You know, and I think that's where the disconnect comes with us being a cash pay business, because it's like, well, I paid for the service, so you're going to give it to me. No, you paid for a medical procedure or a medical service, and I am still the provider who has the prescriptive authority to do and still is legally negligent or, you know, liable for what happens here. And I only have your best interest at heart, you know? And if you can see that, great. If you can't,
right,
that's okay.
And that kind of gets into building relationships with the clients.
100%.
Because when you're building them, and then that's how you go from 150 clients to 1,500,
yeah,
is by building the relationships, and everybody knows where you stand, mm-hmm, on all of that stuff. I mean, I know you have a shit ton of different options and things that you guys do over there. Mm-hmm. Is there more services that you're planning on expanding into, or do you not want to touch on that?
Of course. Well, always.
Well, because you have plans for a new facility.
Yep. We're hoping to start that in August. Yep.
So I'm assuming along with that facility is plans to expand and...
Oh, we'll probably be doing some things before that, but yeah.
Okay.
You know me, I don't sit idle too long.
Right. Right. You're not sitting on your hands going, well, this is good enough for now.
No, nothing will be good enough until it's where I want it. But
right.
Yeah, no, we have a lot of different things in the pipeline. You know, I have a protocol that I've been working on for 2 years that I still haven't launched because... You know, I test all these things. I'm not going to bring something on unless I know that it's effective, because yes, I know my prices are what they are. But there's value in them because everything that we do is vetted, you know? And so I've been working on this protocol for 2 years. I still haven't launched this because I'm still trying to find the missing puzzle piece to make this what I want it. And until I do, I won't, you know? But yes, we have lots of plans for new things that we're bringing on, lots of plans for the new building. But I'm not going to, for once, I'm going to shut my mouth and not divulge everything yet.
Yeah, just follow
just along. Just follow along, yeah.
Yeah, just follow along on everything. Well, I figured there was going to be some tricks and some different things because you've slowly expanded your services. I can't remember what the one machine that you were looking at when I first started working with you.
The Softwave.
Mm-hmm. Cause that was like, you
3 years ago.
Yeah. You were sitting there going, I don't know. It is a humongous investment and, but it works. It's mm-hmm. one of those things like it actually works. Cause you look at so much of that stuff. You're like, how much of this is bullshit fairy dust?
You know, 1,000. This industry has the most smoke and mirrors I have ever seen. It is unreal. And, you know, unfortunately, like the reps for most companies don't like me because, you know, in our industry, it's very common, especially in larger practices, not so much in the smaller ones, right? But the provider is the person writing the check. They're generally not the person operating the equipment. That is not how I operate. Right. You can bet I know how to do everything that I offer and everything that I'm signing a check for, you know, and in order to buy a laser, you truly must understand laser physics, which is a whole different beast, might I add, especially for someone who doesn't really like math and those things. But knowing those things is very crucial because every rep that comes to you is selling the best of whatever they're selling, right? In our industry, the best way to get rid of a laser rep is to buy a laser. You buy one and they're like, all right, sold, done, on to the next one. And unfortunately, I have been a victim of that. And so most of the time now, you know, like how I got the Softwave, I'm like, look, I'm going to need to demo this on 6 of my patients, and I'm going to need to see their results in 3 months. And if it works, I will buy it. If it doesn't, sayonara. And he goes, okay. I'm like, okay, you really believe in this then.
Yeah, like, yeah. So you get one of the good people for once.
Yeah, yeah. So... that's essentially what happened. And, you know, I've been talking to a couple other companies, you know, in the last few weeks, and, you know, some are able to do things like that. Some aren't, but a lot of them have different showrooms where they're like, hey, you can come and play with these anytime you want. And I'm like, noted, because I will never just buy something without testing it. That's just not how I operate.
Yeah. And I would imagine after you invest in one of those, you can't just send it back.
No. Yeah. And the depreciation is so much worse than a vehicle.
Right. It's not 30%. It's 50. It's 50% off the top. And I would assume that there's no good used market for them for that type of stuff.
Few and far between. It's really hit or miss. I have a guy, Tim Davis, love him. He's out of Texas, and he is the only person I will ever buy used from because he is one of the few in this industry that is just very, like, just like me, black and white. He's going to tell it like it is. He's not trying to sell you a lemon or anything. He's a good guy.
Ethics is a humongous thing anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Taking responsibility for your actions and the things that you do. Because that was always a thing, right? Is that every decision that you make has a reward or a consequence. Mm-hmm. And so many people just don't live by that anymore. They don't care about the consequence. So they'll do whatever. So it's nice to work with people that have ethics and a conscience,
yeah,
and a backbone, because it makes life so much easier. Because, you know, it, just on everything. Hey, Jordan, I need this. Okay, Tim, it's this much. Oof, that's a lot. Okay, but I know it's going to work.
Right.
I know you're going to take care of me. I know. And it's the same thing with me. Okay, I need this again. What's the price? Same price? Cool. This is what I'm getting? Cool. All right, you're going to show up? I mean, literally talking about the block party.
Yeah.
Because I'm running a triathlon the next day.
Oh, God.
So what I did when you scheduled that, because as soon as you asked me, I go, shit. I go, I know exactly when that block party is going to be. And I go, and then you made a post about it. And I go, so, and then I called up and I'm like, can I pick up my running packet the day of? Because normally you got to be there the day before to get
registered.
And
I've never dabbled in those.
And I was like, oh, me either. I'm learning. I'm less than 2 months out from the first one, but I'm kind of learning the way of everything. And I was like, okay. I go, well, I'm not telling Jordan no. I mean, I just skipped that one, even though it was one I wanted to do. And I was like, well, so I picked up the phone and I called. And they're like, yeah, you can just get it the day of. And I was like, cool. Because I like to be there for it. I mean, I like, you know, you essentially have similar vendors every year,
mm-hmm,
and like, you know, Mojo, like,
yeah,
me and Jared do all kinds of stuff together. And I like what we did last year because it shows it. A lot of it really shows that you are thankful,
mm-hmm,
and care for your clients.
Yep.
So just tell me a little bit about when did you actually start doing like the block party?
This
thing?
Is our fourth year. This will be our fourth year. Mm hmm. So we got when I was in that building, that was when I first started it. So we moved into that building in January of 21, and that July is when we had the block party. And, you know, me, the business brain in me was like, okay, how are we going to like strategically time this? So I'm like, oh, I know, I'm going to do it during like the fair and heritage days, 'cause like there's already people in town. So like, we're going to pull from all these places, right? And it's nuts because, you know, like our first one, we probably had like 80 to 100 people. And like now last year we were up to like 300 plus people. And like it just keeps getting bigger and better every year. So I wanted something that, you know, was fun and a no pressure zone, right? Because a lot of people, you say med spa and they're like instantly intimidated. And
right,
they're, you know,
right,
like,
yeah,
they're like, oh my God, I don't want to walk in, you know, like, and I'm like, no, this is a great time, like no pressure zone, which we are all the time. Every person that sits in my chair for a consultation or whatever, I'm like, look, you're here to learn and, you know, ask my recommendation. I'm here to give you all of your options and choices and in retrospect to your budget. And you don't need to make a decision when you're sitting in my chair. Just let us know. If we don't hear from you in 2 weeks, we'll probably reach out and be like, hey, do you have any questions or is there anything we can help you with? That's it. And so the block party is a really great low pressure zone where it's like, hey, come check us out. Come see us in action. Get to know us. Bring your friends. Have some good food there. You know, have a drink if you want. Get a free demo of a service you've been maybe thinking about and just see what we have to offer. You know, me and my team, we always talk about like, once we get people in the door, that's all it takes.
Right.
Once you come into my establishment, you'll know and you'll be like, oh my God, I'm going back there. And I never want to lose that, ever.
The fuck was that?
Rain?
I don't know.
Mice scurrying.
Bats. It's bats. It's the bat cave in here. That there's a story that goes with that too. But yeah, because I was like, what on earth is that? It doesn't help. It doesn't help that the roof needs repaired and like everything else in here. Because I definitely bought a fixer upper, but
it's okay. So did I.
Right. And yeah. Now you're going to be moving again.
Yeah. My husband loves me.
Yeah. Drake's like, oh my god, can you stop? He knew what he married.
He did. I tell him that all the time. I'm like, you know, you've known this since the day you met me, how I was.
Right.
I have not changed in that respect.
Yeah.
When I have this idea in my head, like, I'm going to do it whether you're on board or not. I'm just telling you.
Right. Yeah, that's, and it, Melanie
once
is
I get an idea, man, I got to keep going with it.
Well, Melanie's kind of figured that with me. She's like, as long as he's like not trying to, like, gonna really get hurt, like, he's good.
Yeah, like the sauna that we just added. That was our storage closet.
Well, that's what I was trying to figure out where the heck you put that. And I was like, because Melanie goes, does she have it at home or she have it up there? And
both.
I go, she's got one at home. I go, because she had like her basement gym and stuff on her Snapchat. And I go, but I think there's one up there. She goes, yes. Where? And I go, I think in the closet. Like, I go, I think.
Yes. You know. So, what happened first is I got one for my house. So that's what I did for my Christmas present. I'm like, we weren't going to exchange. And I'm like, what if we get this? And he's like, you mean, what if you get this? I'm like, yes.
Yeah.
So got the sauna and I'm like, okay, doing it routine. And I'm like, holy cow. Like, I'm sleeping better. Like, I'm feeling better. Like, I'm really feeling the benefits of this. I'm like, in the new building, our plan was to have one, but I'm like, maybe I should do a little like test run and like see like what the interest is. Cause like, I don't want to do like a whole build out for a sauna if like we don't have interest. And I'm like, this is a lower risk, right? So he's like, where are you going to put that? And I'm like, I think based on these measurements, if I clean out this storage closet, that I can fit that in here. He goes, there's no way in hell you are fitting it in that closet. And I was like, oh, yes, there is. Just bear with me for a minute. He's like, I've seen that closet. You need to clean it out. And I'm like, okay. So I went one night after work on a weekend on a Saturday, and I'm cleaning all this stuff out of the closet. And we have this little, like, shed in the back that I got because I'm like, I need more storage space. So I'm like, I'm going to rearrange the stuff that, like, can't get affected by weather, you know, those kinds of things. And fit that in our cabinets in all the other rooms, and then the stuff that can go in like a tote in the shed, we'll just do that. So I did, and then on a Sunday I'm like, okay, I need you to build this. So he's inside, he had to build it inside the closet.
Oh, I would imagine.
Yeah, because otherwise we couldn't get it in.
Right.
And he's like, by god, you're right, it does fit. He goes, barely, but you made it in there. And I'm like, I told you I would.
Yeah, the sauna stuff, like, because I have a steam sauna, which is way different.
Yes, this is infrared.
So I just had, and it's just nice because I use mine with hot and cold therapy and,
sure,
you know, body shocking and all of that other stuff. I did do sauna yoga with Addison.
Hot Works, I saw that. How was it?
Hot. It was good.
What would they get up to?
So it was set at 125.
Oh, okay.
So that's, it wasn't like low. It goes higher.
Sure.
So, but Addison, she was like, because we were in Des Moines, and it was funny because I got up and I ran in the rain that morning. Yuck. I got up and Melanie's like, where are you going? I go, I'm going for a run because I haven't ran in 2 days, and, you know, we ate a bunch of food last night. You know, I drank a beer at 1:30 this morning. I have to go run 3 miles so I feel better about myself. So I got up and I was only going to do like 2 miles. I ended up doing 3. I actually did my best time in the last 9 years. So I'm getting closer to 30 minutes on the 3 miles. And so I'm getting there, you know. Yeah. All this started back in July. And so, and then we get to Addison's and she was like, hey, do you want to do Hot Works with me? And I was like, you know what? Fuck it.
Yeah.
I go, yeah, let's do it. I'm here. I got nowhere to be. And so we scheduled it for like 6 o'clock. And I'm not exactly Mr. Flexible. You know, I don't stretch before I run. I don't do, yeah. I just go running because I joke with people and they're like, oh, we're stretching out. And I go, you know what I do before I run? They go, what? I go, lace my shoes up and I take off. And I go, you know, the old adage, does a lion stretch before it chases a gazelle? It's like, yeah, I've also been the guy that's pulled several muscles, yeah, doing stupid stuff. But
don't know that I would recommend, but this is what I do.
Right. Yeah. Don't
do as I say, not as I do.
Don't listen to me. But so Addison took me and, you know, we did the whole thing. And so we just did like yoga, you know, And I realized I knew I was fairly unflexible, and but I'm twisting stuff that shouldn't be twisted. And the funny thing was, because she was, you know, Addison's in pretty decent shape. Mm-hmm. She does a lot of that stuff. And I wasn't doing too bad in there. There were certain things that I couldn't do, that like the V ab thing. I'm shaking.
Yeah, no.
Right. And she's doing it and I'm shaking. But then we're doing like side planks and she's got like a knee down. I'm like, come on, no, you get that leg up. You know, it's just how I am with the kids, yeah. You know. And it's always a competition between all of us with something. Well, except for Kylie. Kylie just doesn't care. McKenna and Addison, it can be a competition. Kylie's like, she's just like Melanie. She's like, whatever, do whatever you want to do.
We're just going to sit and watch you guys.
Yeah, we'll just watch you guys be dumb, you know. And but it was really cool. So it was a 40-minute yoga session inside that thing. And we will be building in a sauna, like an infrared sauna. It's something at either up here at home. I want it at home because it'll get used more.
It's so much more convenient.
You know, like the only thing that I like doing at home is my spin bike when it's crappy out.
Sure.
I have the treadmill. I hate that thing with the passion. I'd rather run outside when it's 10 degrees than run on a
treadmill.
I'm
only going to run if I'm being chased, but I will walk with a weighted
vest. There's a lot of people that are that way. For some reason, I've actually really thoroughly enjoyed the running process.
I think if I could get back into it, I would, but like at this point of my life,
usually about a mile in, yeah. I'm regretting my decision every time as my earbuds are going off and telling me how slow or how fast I'm going. But yeah, it's pretty crazy. The hot works thing was cool. Like in the sauna thing, like you started posting that, Melanie's like, you should look into those. And I go, Jordan already texted me what she bought, you know? And cause Melanie just loves heat.
Mm-hmm.
And, which is unusual for people, like people around here, you know, everybody's like, you know, you can keep your 100 degrees. And I'm like, give me it. Yeah. Like I want to be hot and sweaty. And, you know, there's times, and Melanie doesn't like being sweaty, but like, I'm like, usually,
which I mean, like I don't either, but like the infrared sauna is the infrared different. Is
way different.
It is way different. It's heating your core body temperature. It's not like the traditional sauna where it's like hot everywhere. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, I do 45 minutes in my steam sauna and I'm not core hot.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It's just atmosphere.
It's just atmosphere hot.
Yeah. Where
right?
This is core temperature.
I was warm inside out. I think we came home. Cause after that we went and grabbed supper, some taco truck food, got home, and then we hot tub every night.
Oh, sure.
And like even in the hot tub, I was like, I am still hot from earlier. And it was like 5 hours ago.
I know. That's why I can't. So normally I'll do my workout and then I'll do my vibration plate and then I'll sauna. And I can't do it in the morning because I can't get ready. Because right. I'm like, I'm still hot.
Yeah. You're just exuding the heat. Does Ridge play on the vibration plate? To get on it. The grandkids all love it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Enzo will get on it. He'll just sit on it moving. Like they'll drag it out, turn it on.
Oh no. It's in the basement, so he won't go down there unless someone's with him.
Oh, okay. That's funny.
He's like, Mom, are you down here? And I'm like, no, I came upstairs to get water. Just you need to get back down here. I'm like, you're fine. It's fine.
You're right. Right. I had one other question that we hadn't talked about. And one is competition with local med spas or other med spas. So, and I bring that up because I remember, and you'd touched on this earlier when you were like, I just do my thing. I don't care what anybody else is doing. But you used to get butt hurt.
Oh,
if somebody was like, what you were like, why didn't they come to me? Why did they go to somebody else?
Sure.
And I used to be like that, right? Like, why did you go get family pictures somewhere else? I don't know. Because the last time you did them, you said you don't like doing them very much. And I'm like, you know what? That's fair.
That's fair.
That's fair. Yeah. You know, and I like some things that I didn't used to like.
Sure.
Better now that I've, you know, I'm 10 years into this and. But I do have a lot of people and they're like, well, did you see what so-and-so's doing? Or did you see what? And I go,
nope. Don't care.
Nope. I go through life like this.
Literally.
I go, I have my plan. I have what I want to do. I do have a few friends that I follow on Facebook and Instagram that are photographers. I was actually just at one's house the other day and I had given her a compliment and I was like, you're there. You're like on this level. She's like, I'm not anywhere near you. I go, you have no idea how good you are. Mm-hmm. You know? And it's kind of that, you know, community over competition thing.
100%.
You know, because like, what are your feelings? Cause I know there's some spas that are close, but I really don't know where many are.
A handful, like within an hour of me, but this is the thing when people are like, what's your competition? I'm like, I don't mean this to sound arrogant in any way, shape, or form, but truthfully, I don't know of a single medical spa and wellness facility that offers everything that we offer or what we are going to be offering in our new build, which I'm very, very excited about. You know, I was a part of a business coaching program or whatever, like last year. And we had to write out like our mission, vision, and values and just like some of those things. Right. And, you know, they're like, what do you want? And I'm like, I want to be the premier destination for aesthetics and wellness in the state of Iowa. I mean, like, I have people traveling from Des Moines and Minneapolis and wherever. So like, let's do this. Like, let's make it worth the while for everyone that's traveling to us. Cause we are, you know, we're in Pocahontas, Iowa. We're small, we're rural. We kind of are in the middle of nowhere. You know, the thing that like some of my other colleagues in the industry have, you know, I educate a lot. I go to, you know, conferences and trainings a lot. And so I've met all these people from around the world, right, that have spas and stuff in different locations. And, I have yet to find someone still that is in the same type of area that I am. The people that are small, well, first of all, it's funny what their small is. Like, their small is like, oh, we're only in 20,000. And I'm like, the closest city that's 20,000 by me is 45 minutes away and it's Fort Dodge.
Right.
You know, so it's just interesting what their concept of small is versus ours, for one. For two, oftentimes, if they are in a smaller community, they have one of those big cities within 20 minutes from them, you know, where I'm like, I don't have that pull. You know, there people are driving to us. I mean, our average client drives an hour one way to get to us. But it's worth it, you know. So yeah. So in retrospect, I mean, are there other places around 100% that do some of the things that we do? Yes. But truthfully, like I said, just the experience that you get at our facility and the different offerings that we have, no one else has those all under one roof. They don't, because they don't have a Jada. I mean, truthfully though, I mean, like, where do you come across someone who is an esthetician, a massage therapist, and a cosmetic tattoo?
So does she have an entire wall of employee of the month?
No. And all of my employees are fantastic, but like, that she's very much a pivotal part of my business because of all of the different modalities that she can do, right? I mean, she has three different certifications, if you will.
Right.
I mean, most people don't have that. You know, and so that her alone allows us to offer a very big variety of services. Me alone off, but then, you know, each of us have our thing that we are more proficient in than the others or what have you.
You're leaning on each other's strengths and you're promoting what you're good at.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
So any parting thoughts, advice, words? What do you think? I'm curious to see where you're gonna go in the future.
Because
I was gonna ask you if there's an end goal, but I don't think there is.
Probably not. you know, I think the end goal would be to. I feel like I've found a little bit more balance, but to find a little bit more of balance, with work and home life, but. Truthfully, as you know, a business owner, a parent, an entrepreneur, I kind of tell people, like, there isn't a balance. This is just your life. Mm-hmm. You know, like, your life is both of them, because, you know, your babies are your babies, but your business is your baby too. And you're married to your spouse, but you're married to your business too. So I think to find a little bit more balance, to be able to take some time to step back, since I've gotten back from maternity leave, I just feel like I've been swamped because it's like, you know, for 3 months I was pretty absent in most parts of my business, right? And now I'm coming back and I'm seeing patients and my schedule is basically full. Plus I'm trying to do all this administrative stuff that I put off while I was on maternity leave. So now I'm trying to fit all these meetings in and stuff like that. But no, I think to anyone who is wanting, you know, to build a business, whether it's this or something else, I mean, truthfully, if you have the drive and dedication and you're willing to work at it, I think that the sky's the limit. But you have to be willing to put the time in, the sweat equity in to get it where it needs to be. And that takes missing out on a lot of shit. And you have to be willing to do that to get to where you want to be.
Fully committed, pot committed. Mm-hmm. All the chips are in.
Yeah. You know, I mean, the girls would be like, oh, we're going here. Do you want to go? We're going to go to this concert. Do you want to go? And I'm like, it's not business related. No, sorry. Like, actually, me and my husband are going for my birthday next month. We're going to Charleston, South Carolina. And that will be our first vacation, just the two of us, in 4 years that was not work related. Four. I mean, like, we missed out on a lot of stuff trying to grow our businesses, you know?
Right.
Because when we're not trying to grow our business, we're at home with our kids, you know? Because those are the priorities at this point. So, you know, I tell my friends, I'm like, only the low maintenance are going to survive because I don't have the time to sit and, you know, chit chat every day or whatever, you know. But those people that, you know, we can go months without talking and still pick up, like, those are my people.
Yeah, yeah. You know? For sure. I feel that. I feel that 100%. Sometimes the text messages take a week for me to get back to.
Yeah, and I'm like, I'm sorry, I read that and I mentally responded, but I forgot to actually hit send.
Exactly, exactly. All the time. I'm like, I'm so sorry. I looked at it. Or the worst is you see it on the watch, and you're like, yep, okay, cool. And then you go back to work. I'm actually going to transition out from wearing a smartwatch. I'm going to get rid of it. I'm going to go to a smart ring. I'm going to go to the ring. Yep. And go back to a traditional watch, because when I went to the watch, my goal was to not have to look at the phone, but I might as well look at the damn phone, because in front of people, I will do that. So you know what? I don't even want to know. Like, sure. Just, I want it to track my runs and certain things. And that's it. I want, because we are so consumed with all of this stuff. And so like, and part of my overall health and wellness is to start getting away from this. It's because the biggest thing for my triathlon, the first one, is that I can't have a phone or headphones. And I'm like, I can't listen to music while I run and ride a bike. Like,
you can't?
No. And I did not know this. And everything in my playlist is beat oriented for being able to go certain speeds. And I was like, you know what? That means I am too connected to this shit.
Oh, and I think that would be hard though too. I can't work out to no music.
So, well, I guess
you're going to figure that out.
Timmy's going to figure it out. Jordan, I appreciate you coming over in the middle of the day, taking the time and sitting down with me. You got to be the first one for this. But I couldn't think of a better friend and a better person that I do business with.
Thank you.
Business client, to come in and do this. And I'm really excited to see where MedSpa Express goes. Do you want a funny story from the first time that you messaged me?
Yes, I've heard it, but the people want to hear.
So did I tell you this? So
like, oh, yes.
when you
about my laser, yes.
Well, no, it wasn't that.
I had to reschedule because of my
when
laser.
You had to reschedule, yes. And I was like, I'm not booking this person. she rescheduled on me. And
but it was with a couple days note. It wasn't right. I know,
but I was like,
don't
I was
make in, me sound flaky.
I was
people.
In a mood. I was in a mood because I do that.
It was and, like 3 or 4 days before.
And it was, I was like, fuck this. I go, I ain't doing this shit. I'm not rescheduling. And then here we are 3-4 years later, you know?
Yeah. And that was when my laser, I got sold a lemon and that was the whole, I didn't have a laser for 6 weeks and then they were finally coming to fix it. And I'm like, I have to be there for this.
Right. And it was funny. I couldn't remember if I told you that.
Oh yeah, you did.
But you know, well, only the best clients get to hear all
That's
the
right.
all the stuff. So, but
the true thoughts of Tim Fox. Oh.
Yeah. If I only, you know, I only say half of what I think, you know.
I feel that.
Yeah, there's a lot of that, cuz it's just, how many times do you type out a response and then delete it?
This is my problem though. If I don't say it, my face is going to.
I'm pretty good about that. My family is not. Mm-mm. I will look at them and be like, you know.
Yeah. Hey, ask my husband. Face. He's like, you're a terrible liar. I'm like, isn't that a good thing?
Right. Oh, that's too funny. Well, thank you for coming to see me. Yes. Thank you for being the first guest on Below the Surface.
Thank you for having me.
And so we're going to see where your venture goes with your med spa. And I'm hoping that in 1,000 episodes of this, I'll have you back, but it'll be somewhere warm like Florida.
Oh,
you know, that's okay. Like, right.
Yeah. So,
I love the stories. I love hearing a lot of there's a lot of the stuff that we talked about today that I did not know anything about, okay. You know, and you know, we've spent a lot of time together doing things. So, but, Jordan, once again, thank you. And, we'll talk soon.
Thank you.